Hello, everyone, and welcome to this show where we discuss basically the extent of our health and how we can integrate all of our different fragments into something that can truly thrive here in this time and space in which we inhabit. And we utilize every method to do that. So for those of you who are new, welcome to the show. I'm Daniel Pendergraf, aka D-Pen, and I'm bringing another hopefully balanced discussion, meditation, contemplation, from one mind to another, one soul to another, acting as a mirror in this whole pursuit of whatever it is we're experiencing on dualistic planes. Okay, so let's simplify some things, because for some people, you know, that might just sound like jargon. So, firstly, I want to say hello from one equal to another, and yo, because that's a balanced greeting, I and O. So, whatever we do, we are basically seeing how much of different polarities we can compress into a dynamo that is actually functioning, not one that is off kilter and about to explode. So that's the attempt to ever reach towards a mediated portion of oneself that can truly sustain for an infinite duration of time, because it is neither using too much nor too little. Okay, and that is only possible if one does not suppress. Now, this is very common, that we see a certain portion of ourself that we enjoy, that we like to portray to the world, maybe one that we have taught is politically correct enough to display, and this is what we let out. Now, true enough, it is nice to have some degree of self-control and filter, because nobody is too interested in dealing with your mind vomit. So you need to take that, your emotional vomit, right? Just this regurgitation. So we are refining vessels. So we take the input of ourself, and that goes into a different phase of its existence, and then it feeds something else. So that's how you get to basically the self-refining, self-growing cycle. Now, people are asking, why do you keep saying self so much? Is this all self-centered? No, this is a different terminology of self. So remember that we're going back through the words and definitions and spells or spellings, these magical, you know, ideas, idols, eidolons, and we are attempting to penetrate to their pristine essence. So when I say self, that could be very similar to what some people refer to as God. But that word I do not like, because it is inherently imbalanced, whereas good in the equation, because it's better to even say something like deity or the supreme, if you're going to signify some sort of hyper-intelligent, massive construct that has birthed us into this creation. Some can say the creator, some can say source. Now, when you have self with a capital S and some emphasis, that is much of the same. Now, what happens, though, is that people become almost randomly, but it's not random, it appears chaotic, they are drawn towards one thing or another, and then others, they feel the need to demonize. So they will fixate on some name like Satan or Saturn and say, oh, this being is evil, and they'll go off about Lucifer and all of these things, and then they're sitting here praising one other being when they're still not getting the brunt of the message, which is that all of these hyperdimensional intelligences are within us, not on some exterior plane, right? So it's still this foolish pursuit of attempting to feel like you can get rid of something. Okay, now things are interpenetrated. Now that means that there is a degree of attachment that all things have to one another. And as the arbiter or the observer, you have that clean clarity until you confuse yourself purposely in order to choose whatever it is that you emphasize in your experience. And still what you're striving towards is that beyond refinement, because that is still only the highest form of ignorance, right? The greatest knowledge that can be conceived of would still be a form of ignorance because it has a limitation and it has an illusion of oneself taking an active or passive role when the truth is beyond any of those dualities. So right now, what you see in the human species is a rapid hyper-evolution. Now, if you don't see it, I don't know what to tell you because you might be blind. If you look around in our society and you're trying to tell me that things are just the same and this defeatist attitude that I see in nihilism, I don't think that you may be looking too closely because we see that people are behaving quite differently. And we understand that we are undergoing massive shifts of awareness as a collective species that is enabling us to unlock a lot of our latent potentials. Now, many are taking the option to remain in that fear of those potentials and holding themselves back through that. And that is a choice until that pressure becomes so unbearable that that being then again says, okay, checkmate, you know, it's time for me to awaken. And at some other time, it will be propitious for that being to sleep and rest. So, in a construct where everything has heavy degrees of meaningfulness, purpose, presence, substance to it, we see that there's a lot of imbalanced mental concepts that are portrayed or overlaid on top of that pristine purity, which do not defile it one iota because they're on a different lower level. They're on a weaker level. It can't touch that which is already full, operating in the wholeness of its potential. So fear becomes unnecessary for us. It is interlinked with survival instincts, egoic constructs, minds. But as for us, we're outside of all these things. Or more specifically, all of these things are within us. So we're talking about a soul essence that is a confabulation of all, okay? So eventually we're going to get tired of talking about it and then want to go into the experience of it. And there are a lot of practical suggestions that can be given. But you know what they say about advice? It's free. And not everybody wants to hear it, but everybody got an opinion or a belief on something. But all of those, the summation of them becomes very microscopic in comparison to the fullness of that divine lineage of which we are a part. So, if you are founded in the things which are termed as profound in the world, you may find yourself bereft, empty, devoid of meaning at times. because the soul does not appreciate Joe's censorship, and it doesn't like being stuffed into a box. It wants to remain in its freedom to experience all aspects of an equation. Realize that it's every variable in different permutations. And then go ahead and appreciate each one for what they bring. We develop higher faculties such as discernment, which are only higher octaves of the same preferences of dislike, like, but it's more tapped into the actual flow. So at the ultimate being, there really is even no discernment, because all things can freely flow, live, move, and have their being within that construct. And as beings that appear to be dwelling in a form that has some type of limitation, we may not be that or feel that we are that, but that is our self-actualized potential. So you see, that's the polar opposite of many of the things that are taught in the schools, where we don't embrace the imagination and the manifestation capacities of the human consciousness, and we don't unlock all of the genius that is latent, inherent in every child. And we have to just ask what may be the ulterior motives for such things. And it tends to steer back to the most primal things, such as fear, shame, feeling undeserving of having the opportunity of being human in that divine vessel. So then we have to ask ourselves, why are we doing penance? Why are we going through forms of guilt in order to tell ourselves that we do not deserve the opportunity in which we already inhabit, and why we feel that paradoxical constraints must apply to us, even though we have a subconscious or hyperconscious knowing that that is not actually the case, and that we are limitless, boundless, definitionless. These are the questions that we should be dwelling on each day. These are the thoughts and emotions, the ones that are indescribable and full and beautiful and ugly and hard, but at the same time meaningful. This is the destiny of the human race, and everything else, you know, it's entertainment. You know, it's games. So when one gets to a point where you're tired of the game, then go ahead and go into something else, or go into another higher game. That's all it is. This is play. It's Leela. That's it. It's a push and pull. It's Maya. So, you know, there's nothing to lose but the illusory. What is real will remain. So all that we are is this grid of interconnected, semi-autonomous entities that come to each other like, hey, what are you doing? And then replying with, well, you know, I was doing this. And then the being said, okay, well, I see. Well, I was doing this. And we report back to each other. We go through learning growth. Do you see it yet? Do you see how none of it fits within really the constraints of the silly and rigid ways that we are taught in school? This is creativity, okay? That is discovery. That is true essence. That is closer to the childlike cosmic youth, okay? And we have that despite the age of whatever vessel and car that we are in, whatever we are driving at that time. So that's what it is for today, my friends. Just another exploration through this wondrous construct of which we know next to nothing, dwelling in that ignorance, feeling that there is a fullness on the other side of that, just beyond our grasp, and extrapolating to attempt to hypothesize what that greater fullness is. Wholeness, everyone.